Thank you for choosing Archer Top Fiber. My name is Phil. How can I help you today?
Hi, my name is Richard McDonough calling. I called, I think yesterday, on to do having you guys switching over to you guys because I seen the price for everything in. Because I'm with Spectrum, and I spoke to a lady before, and she told me that people from Spectrum were switching over to you guys, and you guys have been pretty good. I live here in Saugerties, in the village, the Hickory Ridge apartment.
Okay.
And I seen you guys been around this area doing whatever. And I have two TVs, one in the living room, one in my bedroom, and two cable boxes. But the tower modem is in the living room because I have my home phone, and I also have a Life Alert.
Okay.
So, I wonder if, I would like to switch over to you guys because I read everything that was on here, on the card.
Mm-hmm.
I also have, a cell phone that I, every day I play different games on it. Sometimes I may even, play on my laptop. I've been having problems with Spectrum. You know, they keep raising the price and ripping off a lot of customers.
I understand that, sir. So you're looking to switch from Spectrum to us over here at our Shop Fiber? I'd be happy to help you with that. What is your house number?
Apartment 213.
And what's the street address?
13 Village Drive, apartment 213, Saugerties, New York, 127-477.
You said apartment 213?
Yes.
Fantastic. I have that pulled up right now. All right. And this is for home?
Yes.
Fantastic. For the speeds you're looking at, were you looking at getting our 1 gig or our 2 gig service plans? You're probably looking at the advert and you're like, the one that's $69.99?
Yeah.
All right, that's our 1 gig plan. All righty. About how large is your apartment?
Oh, my God.
Let me ask you, how many bedrooms is it?
Well, there's only a one bedroom. I got the living room and the kitchen and the bathroom.
All right. I was just asking because usually in larger homes, we do recommend an extender. For a one-bedroom apartment, I don't believe you're going to need an extender. Our Wi-Fi, the Wi-Fi from our modem router should be able to handle the entire apartment. Now, you said you do have home phone service. You do have home phone service through Spectrum. Would you like to port that number over to us? Because we can't actually handle...
It's not from Spectrum.
Oh, it's not from Spectrum?
No.
Okay.
I had a black home phone that talked to let me know who's calling, but the volume and that kept messing up on me, so I had to go to Dollar General right across the street to buy a white one, but this one here has also an answering machine, but this one doesn't talk. But if I have my TV on in the living room, the number and person show up on the TV screen.
All right, and is this through a home phone, like a landline?
Well, I have Wi-Fi and internet because, you know, like I said, I play my
games on your phone.
Every
your
day,
games on your phone, yeah.
Morning until I get ready to go to bed.
All right. So you don't need a home phone services, is that correct, sir?
Yes, because I have to have a answer machine for people to leave messages, because I like people when they call on my home phone and not my cell phone, but I have to use my cell phone if and when the power goes out or if cable goes out. They've been working on it in the area.
No, I understand that.
I also noticed that it says limited time free, professional install, $99 value, 2-year price guarantee, no contracts or hidden fees, equipment included, free whole home Wi-Fi, unlimited data, and local service.
That is correct. So that is our standard 1 gig package that we are offering. Installations are free, so you don't have to worry about the cost there. And your equipment and fees are included in the price that we quote you today. Now, as I was trying to mention, sir, you said you have an answering machine, and that goes through a home phone service, correct?
Yeah, it's all in one with this white phone that I have, and it shows me if somebody called, how many phone calls I get. I press play to see who called, and then I deleted them because I have to have a home phone.
Oh, I understand that, sir. What I'm trying to say is, would you like to port your number over to us here at Archtop Fiber? Because we can handle your home phone services as well.
But would I be able to keep the same home number?
Yes. Yes, you would.
And I will be able to know if somebody calls and leaves a message.
Yes, they
will. I get doctor's appointments and that to call me.
All your functionality your phone currently has will be retained, yes. The only difference is, essentially what's going on with this is you'll be switching providers for your home phone service. You'll still have the same phone number, the same great service you have. It's just going to be through us instead of whoever you're currently through.
Okay, because the name of the phone is VTech.
Yeah, I know the company. I know that brand very, very well. So would you like to switch your home phone services over to us, just to make everything all roll together?
As long as everything works perfectly, I wouldn't mind doing it.
I would be happy to help you there.
I've had a lot of problems with everything since I moved into this apartment.
I understand that. Just so you are aware, home phone services are an additional cost on top of the internet cost, so it's not you bundle them together, you get a discounted price. We have an internet cost, and then we have our home phone service cost. The home phone service cost is $24.99 a month, so that'll be on top of the 1 gig price. It's typical of what you see with most cable and internet companies. And you said you did want to keep your home phone number. What is your current home phone number?
845-217-5343.
All right. And you already have a telephone jack?
Well, I have others because somebody else that lived in this apartment in the bedroom, and I've already tried the one in the bedroom, the one in the kitchen, and the one on the wall in between the kitchen and the living room. They don't work.
Alrighty.
But
so
I actually wanted another phone put into my room, but I would have to get I would have had to get two phones because when the phone rings out here in the living room, I got to get up and out of bed to come out here to answer the phone before the machine kicks on and see who's calling me.
That's understandable. So would you? So we can install an additional jack wherever you may need it. That does come at an additional cost. That the cost to install that additional jack is
$49.99. I wouldn't know. I even tried Spectrum, and they said they don't do that.
So we're not Spectrum. We actually can install new telephone jacks. What will happen is if you do ask for this, because you are renting your property, we will actually be in communication with your property manager to ensure that we're able to first be on property, because that is the courtesy we have for the property owners or property managers that need this. And then we'll let them know that for your apartment that you have requested for an additional phone jack, and we will handle the installation of that and the cleanup of anything that may happen. So as so long as they agree with that, we'll be happy to do that. Would you like to have that additional jack installed?
Yes.
Alrighty.
I mean, I would like to have another cordless phone in my bedroom too, is what's out here in the living room.
No worries. So we've got that all set up. So we have 13 Village Drive, apartment 213 in Saugerties, New York, 12477. You do rent. Do you happen to know what the name of the property manager is?
Christina Hill.
Do you happen to know what her phone number is?
845-246-8380.
Do you happen to know if she has an email address that we can potentially contact her at?
I don't know. I mean, nope. The name of the place is Hickory Ridge Apartments.
No worries. We just need the phone number. We'll be able to give her a call just so we can make sure
right
that...
Right on the wall as soon as you come right down the road. You can't miss it.
Pretty sure our technicians will be able to see that. Now, I'm pretty sure you are kind of like, I don't know how utilities are fed to your home because you are in an apartment, it looks like, on the second floor. So don't worry about it.
I'm on the bottom
floor. You're on the bottom floor. Oh, well, that's interesting. And is your billing address different from your service address?
No, my address is the same as everything else.
Fantastic. All right. So how do you spell your first name? Just so I'm making sure I'm right, putting it into our system correct.
R-I-C-H-A-R-D.
And how do you spell your last name?
Last name McDonough is M-C-D-O-N-O-U-G-H.
Thank you very much, Mr. McDonough. And do you have an email address we can utilize?
I do not do email.
All right. We sadly do need to have an email address to actually complete sales, just so we can have and we can provide you with our online service, so that way you can receive emails about your account as well as the order details for ordering services and getting your access to your online account.
Well, that's something I don't do. I mean, I do have a cell phone that I do receive text messages.
So text messages are usually through your phone. So, and the phone number you're calling me from, is that your home phone or is that a cell phone number?
This is my home number.
All right. Would you like to have that listed as your primary contact number?
Yes, because I don't like using my cell phone because I've been having a lot of problems with it. I'm trying to get a better one because this is my third upgrade.
I understand that. And would you like to add your cell phone number to this as a secondary phone number? Just in case we need to get in contact with you.
Yeah.
And what is that phone number?
415-217-9264. I should know it by heart, but I can't even get that number in my head.
No worries there, Mr. McDonough. If you need to, you can take a little bit of time to find that information. Are you using an Android or an iOS? Are you using an Android device or an Apple device?
It's a Motorola from Cricket.
Oh, okay.
All right, so color screen, I don't want that. Apps, notifications, battery, storage. Oh, okay. 1-845-217-9264.
All right, fantastic. Yeah, that is your cell phone number. All right, and I just because you didn't have an email address, I just wanted a little bit of clarification from the right department. So I did ask our marketing department and everything what they needed, and they just told me that you are required to have an email address in order to sign up for service. Without one, we cannot actually process any kind of order.
Well, that's something I don't have. I mean, I've had people try to come up with a password, and the phone's been giving me problems.
No, I understand that. Do you have any relatives that may have an email address that you may be able to use?
I have a sister. She lives in Woodstock.
Do you think she might be willing to allow you to use her email address in order to sign up?
I don't think it would be a problem. I mean, she's my only closest family member that I have that I keep in touch with every day.
That's understandable. Sadly, from what I'm being told, is because we don't have an email address readily available at this time, we can't complete the sale for this one, so we can't complete the installation process and the scheduling process of this to get you set up with services with us here at Archtop Fiber. The good news is we can get you set up. We just require that email address in order to finish the setup process.
No, even my sister tried setting up email for me, and this cell phone, it's been giving me problems. I mean, I even had a friend of mine try to set up one, and nothing. No matter what we come up with. I could call my sister, and I can't do it right now because she's busy.
So if you'd like to, sir, and this is a recommendation, if you would like to get services set up with us, I would give your sister a call when you're available and ask her if you can utilize her email address in order to set up service, letting her know that us with us here at Archtop Fiber, we do require an email address to complete the sign up and installation process. And once you have that information, you are free to go ahead and give us a call back.
Okay.
All right, Mr. McDonough, is there anything else I can help you with today? Because seeing as we can't complete the sign up process just yet, we'll save your information for later. We just need to have that email address.
No, that's about it.
All right. Thanks for calling us here at Archtop Fiber, Mr. McDonough. We look forward to hearing back from you.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.